Hi everybody and welcome to today's episode of Get a Fucking Life Babe. I am your host Lydia Killian and this is the podcast you come to if you want to shift your self-concept fast, manifest everything you want in life and get a life that you are obsessed with. Today's episode is all about offering a perspective shift when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to changing your self-concept and becoming the version of you have always wanted to be. Because like the title says, the work is never done. And I know just reading that, it's probably going to feel really negative and what do you mean the work is never done? I'm going to have to do this forever. Well, yeah. Yeah, you are. And I just need to offer you a perspective shift because I know so many of you will have had your heart sink then when I said that. And probably felt like, oh my God, I'm going to be on this hamster wheel of manifesting forever and I'm going to have to do this forever. But it is all about the perspective shift because it's not going to feel so tiring forever. It's not going to feel exhausting forever. So if you think about a weight loss program, if you, you know, had 100 pounds to lose, it would probably feel really alien to you at first to get into the gym and to start tracking your calories and to start eating in a deficit in order to lose the weight you needed to lose. At first, it would feel really exhausting, in fact. But after about 50 pounds loss, it wouldn't feel as exhausting. It would still be new territory, but the habits are starting to kick into place a little bit. Your thinking will have changed. You'd be considering the gym more than you would before, like the habits are starting to form. And then by the 100 pound loss point, these habits are in place. You've done the work, you've done what you needed to do, and now you're just going to enter the maintenance phase. And that's what I like in this work too. Changing your self-concept and doing your manifestation routine is like mental fitness. You know, if it drops off, it's a high likelihood that you're state of being is going to drop a little bit. Your confidence in your ability to manifest is going to start to drop. Your confidence in yourself is going to start to drop. So we keep it up forever because we want to maintain this new level of self-concept. So I did a Q&A for my self-concept members yesterday, and something that came up with a few of the members was, I'm feeling a little bit shit and I feel like I can't manifest, or I'm feeling a bit down. And when I dived into it a little bit, I'm like, have you kept on top of your self-concept routine? Are you still doing the work daily? Have you been regulating your nervous system? And the answers were no. And the thing is, this is totally normal, totally natural. You know, like I said with the 100 pound weight loss example, it's very, very common for somebody to lose the weight they needed to lose, drop the 100 pounds and think, oh, I can have a McDonald's now. That's fine. Going back to having them every single day for every single meal would not be fine. So falling off your self-concept routine a little bit once you've secured this self-concept in place is not going to be that damaging, but continually dropping it off and not sticking to it is. And the reason why I make manifestation routines so simple for you all, so, you know, I tell you all to pick an affirmation routine. I personally love sleep affirmations. This could be rampages throughout the day. It could be robotic affirming, it could be mirror work, it could be the self-talk method. I also love nervous system regulation, and then the third part of my recipe is getting a life, babe, because it's the best way to detach, it's the easiest way to detach. So my system for you to manifest and have a self-concept routine is very, 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 very simple. But just because it is simple does not mean that we all do it every single day, and I get guilty of this as well, because, you know, I get into a state where I'm feeling pretty top dollar about myself. You know, business is going great, relationship's going great, body might be looking great, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I don't need to do my routine as much this week, I can drop off a little bit. I give myself a little bit of a break because I bloody deserve it. I deserve a few nights of sleep, meditations or affirmations or whatever I want to call them. I deserve da 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 da. And the next week I will be feeling like shit. If it's not the next week, it can kind of be insidious. Like you fell off your mindset routine, you fell off your self-concept routine, and then a few weeks in, you're agitated, you're moody, you're not believing in yourself as much. Maybe you've started thinking, oh, he doesn't like me, she doesn't like me. Why has this happened? Oh, I knew nothing worked out in my favor. It's very insidious in the way it creeps back into your daily life. These little thoughts, these little, old story thoughts, they creep back in so slowly that sometimes you almost don't notice them. And I've been extremely honest in all of my podcasts, TikToks, YouTubes, whatever, on my own mental health journey and how my natural brain is a bitch. My brain is not very nice to me. And I have to do this work daily in order to keep the self-concept that I've got now, in order to have the life that I want, in order to have the life that I've got now. And that's why I say the work is never done, because we have to start seeing this as just mental fitness. Like I always say this example, but you would not just decide not to brush your teeth today. Like you wouldn't wake up today and think, oh, do you know what? I brushed my teeth yesterday, so I'm not going to do it today. I don't need to do it every single day. I can have a day off from brushing my teeth. You simply would not think like that, because it's dental hygiene and self-concept work, the affirmations, the nervous system regulation, even the getting a life babe part, it is mental hygiene, and it's to keep you at the level you are now and to get you further. And this is why I am so hellbent on teaching you all very easy, very simple manifestation or self-concept routines, whatever you want to call it, because the more we have a routine in place, the more it becomes a daily habit, the easier it will be. It's the reason why I created the 2-week self-concept challenge, so that you could all get into the habit of working on your self-concept daily. By the way, if you did want to try the 2-week self-concept challenge, there is 25% off for podcast listeners during the month of December. So if you did want to give it a try, then type in POD25 as your discount code. That's POD25 as your discount code for 25% off. This offer is only valid in the month of December. So if you are listening after December, I'm sorry, but this does not apply anymore. Also, what I don't think enough people talk about in this industry is how the work is continuously ongoing, because we will have different manifestations at different times and each one will feel bigger than the last. So, for example, when I first started this business, my goal was 10,000 followers on TikTok. When I first started my TikTok, it was 10,000 followers on TikTok. I'll reach so many people. I'll teach them about manifestation. Like, that's my life changing, 10,000K followers is enough to get this business off the ground kind of manifestation. So I had to do the work required at that time in order for me to be in the self-concept of somebody who believed they already had that, believed they deserved that, believed they were capable of creating content at that level. And I had to sustain that long enough in order for me to hit that goal. And then the next goal was 20K. So I had to do the process, very similar process, but for a different goal all over again. And now it's 100K. So I'm doing the same process, but it feels bigger this time than it did at 10K or 20K. So I'm having to do deeper work on that goal, because it, you know, 100K people seeing you is quite a scary amount of people. And I've noticed since I hit the 75K mark on TikTok, my followers died down, not died down a little bit. They've continued to grow. I'm almost at 90 now, but the growth that my TikTok was growing at slowed down a little bit. And I know that is more to do with me having a fear of being seen than it is to do with analytics, algorithms, my content, anything like that. I know it is, because that's the work that needs to be done. And I had to do work, and I'm still having to do work around being comfortable with people from my hometown seeing my TikTok page. Because if you didn't know, I did it in secret for a little bit until it reached, you know, when you live around people, your stuff naturally gets pushed out to the hometown area. So that was new territory for me this year as well. And so I had to work on my limiting beliefs around that and being comfortable with that, which was a really strange one for me, because 8 years ago when I started this business, 8.5 years ago now, when I started coaching, I did not give a flying fuck about who saw me. I was very young and very brazen about it. I did not care who saw me. I did it all on my personal accounts. So I don't know why it's felt a little bit different this time around. So that was a very strange thing for me to deal with this year, because I used to do it on my personal account. So why would this fear come up now? And so sometimes these illogical, irrational things will come up and we have to just deal with them. And this is why I say the work is never over. Like, the work is continuous, because we're not always going to realize what the work is as well. And a lot of business owners go through this as well, because maybe you've hit an income level that you've been trying to hit for a while, you've been trying to manifest it, you've hit that goal, and that's your threshold. And no matter what you do, you're really struggling to hit past that goal. But you might have a lot of subconscious meanings about what hitting above that goal would mean. So it could be you're entering into a new tax bracket. So what's the point in paying more tax on what I'm earning? It could be, oh, now I'm going to have to be VAT registered, and that's a lot of responsibility. It could be around, you know, earning more than people in your family. That could feel like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do anything that disrupts my community, like my sense of community. So I'm going to keep myself staying at this level so that I don't piss off anybody else. And so every new goal we have, every new manifestation we have is going to require the work in some way, is going to require us adapting to a new self-concept of the version of us who already has these things. So the work is continuous, but it's just going over the work we've already done in different ways. It's not going to feel as strenuous all the time as it does in the beginning. I promise you, the beginning stages are the probably the toughest parts, probably the parts where you're going to have to put a little bit of skin in the game, a little bit of grit and determination, and a lot of faith in the process. Because if you have felt shit about yourself for so many years, and then you're doing work on yourself to create a new self-concept and step into the reality that you want to have, it is going to require that faith that it can happen. And it absolutely can happen. I'm living proof of it. My clients are living proof of it. Any celebrity you've seen that's come from rags to riches is proof of it. There are so many examples of people who have changed their life through self-concept work, and you are going to be one of them. And if you have already started on this journey, then you have already started the hard part. Not necessarily the easy part, but the best part is maintaining it, because you've already proved to yourself you can change it. And now it's just maintaining that flow and maintaining that knowing of worthiness and knowing you deserve greatness and knowing that you can manifest anything you want. And I think sometimes knowing the work is never done is actually a big relief. Like when I first realized this, because I think I used to probably do a few weeks of manifestation work and then think, oh my God, where is it? And I realized that's not what we're supposed to be doing it for. We're not playing peekaboo with our desires. In fact, when we play peekaboo with our self-concept and our desires, and we say, oh, I tell you what, I'm going to do a month of manifestation routine so I can manifest X, Y, Z. You are going to spend that whole month playing peekaboo. You're going to do a few days of self-concept work, and then you're going to go, but where is it? And you're going to start trying to manipulate the universe. You're going to start looking for it everywhere. Whereas when you take on the mentality of, this is part of my daily routine now. My manifestation routine is as important as my dental routine, is as important as taking a shower every day, is as important, God, I've said this a few times today, and I got really muddled with it a minute ago, is as important as getting in my daily steps, is as important as getting in my daily water intake. It's just that fucking important, because it is maintaining the stability of my mental well-being. I'm not even editing it. Do you know what? I'm doing it unfiltered today. It's why you all follow me. It's why you all love me, because I'm very unfiltered and I am very tongue-tied. But I want you to see your daily self-concept work, your daily manifestation routine, as the thing that keeps you in this state. And when you see it that way, you won't fall off it as much. You won't stop doing it as much. Just the way you get up every single day and brush your teeth, you will get up every single day and do something towards this state of well-being, because it feels better when you are in this state. Nobody likes to feel shit about themselves. Nobody likes to have doubt about themselves. Nobody likes to believe they can't manifest what they want. It feels like shit. It might be comfortable. It might be what we're used to. It might be the way we felt for the past 20 years, but it doesn't feel good. And that's another perspective shift. Instead of seeing it like a chore, something I have to do today, I don't see brushing my teeth as something like, oh my God, I've got to go brush my teeth. Ugh. God, why do I have to do this every single day? Ugh. No, I love the benefits of not feeling like a minger. I love the benefits of having nice, healthy teeth. I love the benefits of having a nice smile. So I don't even consciously think about brushing my teeth now. And it's the same with the manifestation routine. Because you want to feel like a bad bitch or a bad man, because you want to feel like you deserve the world, because you want to feel like you can manifest anything you fucking want, eventually you will not even think twice about putting that sleep track on before you go to bed, listening to that Rampage on your way to work, doing that EFT before you get dressed in the morning, doing some mirror work as you're putting your foundation and your eyelashes on. Like, it's just going to become second nature. It's just about keeping that momentum and changing your perspective. of why you're doing it. And so that's what I'm going to end today's podcast on. It is a shorter podcast today. You know, we're under 20 minutes, but I don't need to yap on for another 10 minutes to reiterate the point. You get the point. The work is forever. The work is never done. Just like brushing your teeth is forever. Just like getting your daily steps in, your daily water intake. You don't see those as a chore. You don't see those, I mean, maybe the daily steps you do. I certainly see my daily steps as a bit of a chore in the winter anyway, but I don't in summer. But you don't see those. You don't even think about those things, if you're honest. You just do them. So I want you to ask yourself today, getting off this podcast, how can I change my perspective on doing the work? How can I make peace with the fact that, yes, I have to work on my self-concept every single day? How can I actually change this perspective to, I want to work on my self-concept every day? Oh my God, I am so fortunate. I live in a country where I can work on my self-concept through my phone every single day. I live in a time where I have the ability to change my self-concept. If you think about our mothers back in the day, our grandmas, our any member of our family, like obviously I'm centering towards women right now, but anybody in the past history of the world, they did not know this stuff. So however they were raised, whatever society said at the time, whatever the religion said at the time, whatever, that is what they were stuck with. They didn't know how to change it. We are so bloody fortunate, guys. We know how to change it. Like we have the tools, we have the resources, and although it might not feel easy to change it, it might not feel, you know, simple to do it, we have the ability to. So let's not squander that. Let's work on ourselves like it's our full-time job, because it is. We are our biggest commitment. We deserve the most time and attention that we give anybody in this life, and let's not take it for granted, okay? Thank you so much for listening. Do not forget, if you want to try the self-concept challenge, then for podcast listeners, the discount code is POD25. You now get voice note coaching as part of the self-concept challenge. When you ask a question in the members area, you will get a personalized voice note. So the link is below if you want to give that a try, and I will see you all next time. I love you all so much.